On this edition of Protect and Serve, Ellis County EMS Director Carrie McHugh speaks with the Eagle Morning Show's Mike Kerner about the department's new vehicles that will begin rolling out this week. I'm James Bell. This episode brought to you by Eagle Radio and originally aired on Monday, October 28th. This is the Post Podcast.
Carrie, your days are numbered. You're retiring. When's that?
December 14th.
December 14th. It's a Saturday.
It is. It's the last day of our payroll.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So it's actually the last day of our pay year.
So that's how you're working it out.
Yep.
All right. So, Carrie, wanted to talk to you about, rumor has it, you've got a couple of new trucks coming. One of them is, when is it getting in the first one?
It'll be delivered this week.
Okay.
We started this process probably March, February of this year, sending specs out to the different vendors, asking for quotes, took them to the county commission, they approved two. We've done this in 14, we bought two, in 16, we bought two, and now we're here in 19. And
will the logoing be different, or will it be?
Actually, this truck will have a little different look and feel.
Okay.
Hopefully the crews will enjoy them and be able to function effectively in them.
And the new trucks have a lot of new technology, too.
Well, they do. One of the biggest things that we've done is, because of the market, we've had to move away from the diesel engine and powertrain to back to the gas. Diesels just aren't available at this point in the style of ambulance that we've traditionally used. And to step up is a significant cost increase, and so we've chosen to stay in the same style and put a gasoline engine in the truck instead of a diesel. Hopefully we'll save some maintenance costs. As far as interior technology, you know, they've gone from the old flip switches to panels, push button panels and things like that. So technology will all be updated and we'll move forward as technology in all of our lives.
So you'll be able to be connected, I guess, with hospitals and all of that stuff, or doctors or whatever, wherever you're transporting to?
We already are.
Okay.
We use really two different technologies to do that. We have radio communications with not only the dispatch center, which is ran at 12th and Main there, through the law enforcement center. And then we have radio contact with the hospital. Same radio, they can just flip a switch or the talk group on it, and they can talk to dispatch or they can talk to the emergency room, which has an emergency room physician on staff all 24 hours a day. So they can talk to medical control at that point. Additionally, we have Wi-Fi pucks in the trucks, and they can send telemetry to the emergency room and show the emergency room physician what's going on with the patient's cardiac status through a 12-lead EKG.
Oh, cool. So that's a lot of cool stuff that they can do. Here's my next question for you. I wanted to talk about something that we're seeing a lot of right now, people getting vaccines, because there's like a deadline date for that with the kids these days.
Well, on the health department side, it is vaccine time of the year. I mean, flu vaccines. Everybody in town's had difficulty getting those vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I think it was early last week, late in the week before, everybody was pretty much out. We do have what we ordered at this point. High dose, which is for 65 years and older, has been a little more difficult to get. Not only flu vaccines, but school vaccines. The meningococcal is now required by the schools and by the state. And all of the vaccines that are required by the state for the children to come to school, those kids have to have those vaccines by the 18th of November, I think it is, or they're not allowed to come back to school.
Very good.
So all of the parents should have gotten a letter that said, we don't have all your vaccines on file, so please bring them or get them.
I think all of that stuff has kind of gone out. So vaccines and EMS truck, and then I guess winter weather coming up, so people need to be cautious of all of that stuff.
Obviously, we've got the word that the storm's coming in later today and Tuesday and Wednesday. And, you know, even simple things. Make sure you bundle your kids up. We don't want anybody out there hypothermic. Be careful driving. Mm-hmm. You mentioned Denver earlier is pretty well socked in and they're discouraging driving. You know, you get snow and ice on the road, it's a different challenge in driving. So
yeah,
please be careful walking, driving. Don't text while you're driving. Be distracted.
Yeah.
All those things.
So not a lot of stuff, though, for the haze area, just a little bit to kind of make it inconvenient. But, again, we've got a whole winter ahead of us.
Oh, yes.
So, and we appreciate what you guys do. Thank you very much for coming in today.
Well, thank you guys for publicizing what we do.
All right, very good.
We have great staff doing what they do, and they do great work.
And you got, oh, by the way, to happy anniversary, because the new location opened today. Today, 1 year ago. Did you know that? 3 years ago.
Talking EMS or health?
EMS. I'm talking EMS.
Yeah, that was actually 15, so it would have been 4 years ago.
On the 2015, right. So, sorry.
Yeah.
I said that right.
Yeah.
So, happy anniversary on that.
I knew it was this time of year, but I didn't remember what the actual date was.
Well,
thank you, because we have a marvelous facility. Thank you to the citizens of the county and those that pay taxes.